Through our Lord Jesus Christ, has made his plan of salvation complete and finished. In the New Jerusalem that has been sent down out of heaven, we see there's three gates on the south, three on the north, three on the east, and three on the west. But we don't see anything in those gates. Oh, the whole New Jerusalem that he sent down completed everything but the gates. No way to get in them, except he revealed the way written in all the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. In that day, my elders shall not judge in the gates, neither shall any of my people be in the gates to choose. But I, the Lord God, shall be the gates into my city. And it shall come to pass, then when my people come to the gates, their enemies pursuing them, that I will destroy the enemies of my people before the gates. Remember the parable of Jesus? Oh, and let my people go free and say, enter thou in to my glory and into my fullness. Oh, and for the record to be put on tape, we are coming in the south gates. It doesn't make any difference to you now, but it will later on. Oh, you'll understand. But we're coming in from the south. Oh. Oh. I might as well go ahead and tell it. Lord said, tell it. We're coming in from the south. Because we had our last visit has been into the south. Our last visit has been into the south, where the seat of Satan is, in the home and in the children. Our last visit, going down to where the Queen of Sheba that came and corrupted the family of Israel. Oh, and got their children all in a mess, is said to be the seed of Satan. That got to calling the children all angels and deceiving the mother and the father from destroying Satan in their children's life and letting them grow up in the knowledge of the Lord. Chose to call them all angels and ignore it and let Satan destroy the children. Oh, and then also corrupting the order in the home or the marriage. The woman from the south, the queen of the south, came unto Solomon for wisdom. Said, now my people are in a mess. Said they're married and giving in marriage. That they don't know whose wife is who and whose husband is who, and they're destroying themselves. Oh. Oh. So we coming in from the south, setting the family in order and the children, setting the marriage in order. We move in from the south gates. Oh. The order is very simple. To go through these three simple steps in these gates, which depends upon nothing on your works but faith in the finished work of Christ. And these three gates lead you in, on the sea of glass, to the throne of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And there you receive your heavenly baptism, that promised through John the Baptist, not in the muddy rivers of the River Jordan, not in the muddy waters of the River Jordan, not in any river or church ordinance. But you are baptized into the pure water and the pure blood of the living body of Jesus Christ, heavenly, sitting right there in the Father. And as you go down in him, you lose your life in him. And you come up polished and Christ-like, ready to take your seat in his order for this day. It's that simple. It's that easy. It depends upon nothing of your works. It depends upon only the grace of God that's given you a gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. It does not depend upon you cleaning up. It depends upon him cleaning you up by your acts of faith. Oh, the completed plan of God through Jesus Christ. Having made his last suffering in the outer court, the plan of God now being complete. Oh, gate number one. Oh, Lord Jesus, see you right there before me, by faith. Head and hair, white as wool, white as snow, clothed upon and worn with my Father. Eyes shining like fire, your body shining with the glory and the fire of your resurrection. Feet like fine brass, burn in the furnace, and in your bowels, and in the bowels of my Father, is a pit of fire, in which I accept that my old nature and all working of Satan has been placed and has been utterly destroyed. Here comes the blood wiping you over in the body. Recover a shot. It's even done. Oh. And back comes the glory of God. You lose your whole life and all working of Satan in that pit of fire. And back comes the baptism of the Holy Ghost upon you that leaves you free and cleansed from all working of Satan and all workings of your past old nature. Do you believe this? Then it is yours. But coming out of the world and out of religion, there are certain things that hang on to us in our memory, in our mind. Past mistakes, past failures, condemnation of Satan, all the wrong that we've done, that will absolutely nag you to death if you don't get rid of them. And no matter how you try, you've tried it and tried it, tried to forget it. You knew you were supposed to forget it, but you found yourself it being brought back to you. Satan beating you with your past. Oh, so the plan of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father must be complete. Gate number two. Right on over here. Gate number two. Lord Jesus, see you right there before me. Head and hair, white as wool, white as snow, clothed upon and one with our Father. Eye like fire. Body shining like the noonday sun in his strength. Shining with glory and fire of your resurrection. Feet like fine brass, burned in the furnace. And in your memory, in your mind, and the mind of my Father, in a great sea of forgiveness, in which I, by faith, place my past life, my old mistakes, my old failures, and all working of Satan. And I accept by faith that they have sunk out of sight in that sea of forgiveness. Oh, then wipe with the blood into that sea of forgiveness. And the glory of God comes back upon you, and the knife of grace cuts down behind your back and in through you and severs you from your past life. And we're going through this slowly where we can get an understanding of what's going on. But even though you're rid of your old nature, you're rid of all those old past mistakes, rid of all working of Satan, there has been left in your mind, in your heart, and in your body bruises. Bruises. Things you did wrong, or things someone else did wrong to you. And these things, then they just keep pestering you to try to get you to grudge and accuse again and therefore destroy you. Even though all the workings of them are gone, the sores, called the festering sores of my people, little scars are there in you. Scars of grudge, hate, resentment. You can't be left with these and be complete in God. So there's a third gate. And that third gate, I want to be very plain with this, very simple. That third gate is Jesus Christ clothed upon and one with the Father and has that heart of love. And that love is where he said, in that day shall I gather my people into my heart and shall heal unto all of their bruises. Then I shall whisper unto them, I am thy God, and they shall answer, I am your people. And then I shall whisper again unto them. Another prophet said, Father said, I shall whisper unto them, you are my people. And they shall whisper unto me, you are my God. You are my God. Oh, so in this third gate, you come into that love relationship with the Father and with Jesus that you must have. And in those squeezings of love and movings of love, heal all those old grudges, old past scars, and old resentments and things that you've had against people, and all the crooked things that you've done and deceitful things you've done in your life. And it heals and leaves you free, ready to move on into the city of love, the New Jerusalem. Oh, and leaves you free in love to do whatever the Lord leads you to do from then on. Oh, third gate. Lord Jesus. See you right there before me.
See you right there before me.
Oh, head and hair, white as wool, white as snow. Clothe the bone in one with my Father. Eye like fire.
Body
shining.
Body shining.
For the glory and fire of your resurrection.
And in your chest.
Oh, where that gold, golden girdle is.
Is your heart.
And the heart of my Father.
The heart of my Father.
Filled with love.
Filled with love.
Oh, and comfort for me.
And comfort for me.
And I accept.
That
my whole body.
My whole soul.
And my whole being.
My whole being.
Has been placed. Upon your heart.
Upon your heart.
And has been. Absorbed. Into your heart.
Your heart.
I feel the Holy Ghost baptize you in that heart. Sprinkle a little with the blood as they go in. Oh, clothe out upon you the heart and begin to squeeze you. Oh, and that is that love and that weeping moving. Oh. Entrance being provided into the city of love, into the New Jerusalem, into the city of God. Now you come under, for the first time you begin to understand the mother work of the Holy Ghost. Up until this time, the wife of our Father had been called everything, called it, he, and she, as an obedient wife, as an example, perfectly willing to stay hid until the time children comes forth. But when the time children come forth, her job is to brood over those children and raise them. All speaking of this, said the Holy Jerusalem in heaven, which is mother of us all. Oh, so now we come, as we come through these gates, out on this sea of glass, and to the throne of our Father and the throne of Jesus. Now, by the permission of the Lord, we are now ready to skip over a step that you will catch up on afterwards. And that is the going into the womb. And then you're in the womb of the morning. You have returned to the womb of your mother. Oh. And there is an eating on you by the blood. On your blood in which every living thing died. And an eating on your flesh in which every living thing had died by the pure blood and the pure flesh of Jesus. Oh, that cleanses you and gets you ready for birth in the baptism. But by permission of the Lord this morning, he said, skip over this and you will catch up on it. Now, I'll tell you this. If you don't catch up on this, you have lied to God. And you have made me lie to him. Because he said to do it for your benefit, and to require of you that you would listen to it. Now, the ones of you that don't listen to this, this sister right here can tell you, those eating of joy locusts, they are the deliverance for mankind, aren't they? Oh, and if you don't listen to it, you are right now in trouble. Now, Don, you better listen to me. You've slothed around, and Dorothy too. You've slothed around and taken the words of God and used them for your own benefit. Now you will obey. Yes, Lord, has been given to me to obey. If you do not obey this, then I will descend upon you with a fire of God, and I will, unless you repent, destroy you. You shall not contaminate the city of God. Now, speaking to Don, using him for example, and Dorothy, it means you too. Whoa! In your past lives, you have come before God and made me a partaker of your lies. Right there, Henry. Come before the Lord to be married, and I married him and many. And there he told the Lord. He said, I'll take this wife to love her just like you love the church. And he lied. He took her out and he began to beat her. And he began to be jealous of her. And the Lord took it away from him. He's required of her that him that lie. You cannot take the children of God, men or women, and turn Satan loose on them. You'll pay for it. Now this morning, there is forgiveness and there is deliverance from you if you repent. But you've done a great wrong. When you come and get one of the children of God, man or woman, and you take them and turn loose Satan on them, God requires their life at your hand. And be it known unto you, I require it at your hand. He suffers with you in long suffering, doesn't he? But once and when his wrath is stirred, when something like this is going on, and you sitting there like you're going to just go along with this thing in a form, he comes upon you with fire. Because that fire lets you know that he's not playing with you, where you won't take advantage of his love and be destroyed later on. The baptism. Oh, leading him right on to the, y'all come on, help me here. Right on up to the throne, turning him around, presenting him. Remember in John the 14th chapter, at that day you shall know that I am in the Father, Jesus said, and you in me and I in you. Remember he said, when this thing is completed, when I have completed my seven sufferings, I won't be at the right hand of the Father anymore as I was in the early church, but said I'll be in the Father. One with him. You know, when Stephen was martyred there in the book of Acts, he was at the right hand. He had not yet completed that last suffering. Oh, even though he was one with God at his right hand, he had not yet went inside of him and became one with him. But here we see him. John the 14th chapter, at that day, you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Oh, Lord Jesus, I present this, your canon. Oh, confessing, oh, that you are in the Father, and he's in you. Oh, and you're in him. Waiting upon the Lord in order to be birthed into the kingdom of God. Jesus very plainly explained it. He said, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. It's not a form you go through, but it's a spirit work. Seven works of the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ did. not the old plan of salvation. So right here before the throne of God, authority invested in me, I fan him 7 times with the Holy Ghost. And every time the Holy Ghost goes through him, it brings a part of him birthed into the kingdom. Oh, ooh, one, oh, oh, two. These sufferings that Jesus make, you now are required in glory. These 7 travails that he had in suffering, he gives them unto you in glory to birth you into his fullness. Oh, three. Oh, oh, four. Oh, five. Oh, six. Oh, seven. Now your body being filled with the same glory that the body of Jesus is filled with. You are ready now to be presented, to be filled with the same water of his birth. And that water is in his body. So I turn you around, Lord Jesus. Oh, move around from me behind. Now, since I do not have authority to deliver this person or any other person through my works, this is a heavenly baptism. All I can do is act as an ambassador or as a servant. So I present him right there before Jesus. Lord Jesus, I present this member of your new creation for baptism, into your body. The water, heavenly water of your body, that he might lose his life in you and come up one, a member of your living church. I wait on the Lord to see if there's anything else who hath been destroyed. Ooh, he hath been destroyed. Many times there's things in your life cast out. I don't tell you about them, just cast them out. The gift of discerning spirits must know them. And when he says peace, then I turn him around. Oh, line him up with Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, right now in obedience to you, I baptize this, the member of your new creation, into your heavenly body, confessing he has lost his life in you and has become one with you. Oh, down you go right into the body of Jesus. Oh, called a throne baptism. It's that simple. It's that easy. I went through it slowly in order that you may know and in order you may see. Come alive. Takes his place with the others in the living church formed after the heavenly pattern. So let's pick him up. Oh, he may have to hold him a little bit, and let's set him down where he's supposed to be. Oh, joy. Oh, uncover his face. I ain't never will move that glory all over him now. Oh, don't sit him down there by the throne. Y'all put him over here by the church. First thing you know, he'll have the throne. Oh, that's all right to drag him. Everyone keep moving in the spirit now. Pull him back there and let Brother Bishop hold him. He's big enough to hold him. Everyone move in the spirit. The Lord realizes this is new to you, but he knows that you feel it by the Spirit. He knows it's his completed plan for your salvation and for the deliverance of the world. Even though it doesn't agree with your old past life, you know it's so. The plan of salvation of man that has deceived God's people over the years is now destroyed. And the importance that you accept this and get that old rich and have need of nothing attitude out of your heart. Oh, and if I see it in there and you're going through a form in it, then I'll be faithful to pounce you. Oh, given unto me to obey the Lord in this thing, having no respect of person, no matter what your flesh is, you rich, you poor, you black, you white. Yes, Lord, you young, you old. How great you are, it doesn't matter to me. Whether you've been a friend of me 20 years, you've never known me. It doesn't make a bit of difference, because it hath been given unto me not to know you after the flesh. If I do not obey, and if I show respect of persons, then that will set an example for you to show respect to person, and it will destroy the church later on. For it hath been given unto me not to show respect to persons. You look the same in my sight, Brother Silas. Oh, as that little brother does right there. Same thing. Hath been given unto me to do this. Oh, some of you had to learn this the hard way, but now you're learning. And for you, to whom I have spent many long years with you, suffering with you and working you and giving you much, I want this to be known to you right now, that unto whom much is given, much is required. It is now required of you much more than of those that I've only known for a few months or a few days. It is now required of you much more. I accept it and obey it. Where are you going, Don Cook? Coming in from the south, we approach gate number one. Lord Jesus, see you right there before me. Head and hair, white as wool, white as snow. Clothed upon in one with my Father. Eyes like flame the fire. Your body shining like the sun. With glory and fire of your resurrection. And in your bowels. Suffered many long years for me in a pit of fire. Oh, that has suffered for me and waited for me to come now and place my own nature and all working of Satan in that pit of fire and declare they have been destroyed. Wipe her with the blood. Oh! for over 1900 years, ever since Jesus made that last suffering in the outer court, he has suffered under the disobedience of the people with that fire burning in his bowels. A bowel that was filled with love and compassion for people while he's on earth. That went to any lengths to deliver. But for you, he has burned, lo, these 1900 years. And it has been said that that fire shall not quench, that suffering shall not cease, until my people have brought the old ancient Satan and have cast him in there. And every time they cast it in there, it shall ease my suffering a little. But sir, when all my people have brought there and have quenched, that's going to bring it. Said, I'm still going to suffer until all my enemies, including the false prophet and Satan, have been destroyed in that fire. Said, I have determined to hold the horn of this altar, this suffering, and this suffering until the mighty Father God and my mighty mother that loves me without passion bring an end to my enemies. If you don't mean he being business, you just catch that he's suffering now. And he has proven himself in the other suffering that he holds on. He never gives up. Oh, and his fire will not cool. His suffering will not cease. His weeping and crying will not cease until all the enemies of his people are destroyed. In love towards you, he suffers. And then it will not quench until Satan and the false prophet and religion has been destroyed. And I heard our Father speak, said, I've had about as much of this as I can stand. I've had as much of this abuse and suffering of my son. Said he has suffered and I've wept with him. I've even suffered with him. But said now I'm through. So now they shall come before me and all the enemies of my people shall go into that fire. Or said they shall resist me in just a little while of long suffering and then they shall go in the fire. Because my son has suffered enough. He has given his league of almost 2,000 years of suffering for the sins of the people. He said, now my wrath is stirred. Because then my wife, the Holy Ghost, continually weeps into my mind about how her son is suffering. And said, I'll not be lashed anymore. I'm through. Be it known that now is fulfilled in years. That's spoken of by Daniel the prophet. The sanctuary shall be cleansed. It hath been cleansed. The world, the sanctuary of God, the promise to Jesus Christ by our Father. Oh, you don't believe it? Has been given me to believe. He has set in mind, and this is the most terrible time for the wicked, but this is the most blessed time for the obedient. Oh. Gate number two. Lord Jesus, I see you right there. Clothed upon and one with my Father. Head and hair, white as wool, white as snow, eye like fire, body shining in resurrection power and glory, feet like fine brass, burned in a furnace, and in your memory, that great forgiving memory, is now a sea of forgiveness, in which have I placed all my old past life, all my old past mistakes, all condemnation of Satan. And I say, they have sunk down forever out of sight in that sea of forgetfulness. Oh, the blood delivers it. Oh, the grace of it. Shikaba. Oh. Oh, Randa la 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 Shikaba Rahaya. Oh. Oh, gate number three. I know she can't hardly stand it, but let's go. Oh. Oh, now it is important that the first two groups through this go through one step at a time. As the Lord increases knowledge and increases teaching, he takes all three of these gates and makes them one. You see that in the book of Revelation. But we cannot take them and make them one under our own efforts. We can only tell about it and demonstrate it, but we must follow his plan until he does it his way. It has been given us to obey. It has not been given us to tell God what to do. But we will move distinctly. If it takes the first generation or the second generation, we'll go through three gates until he changes to two or one or whatever. Okay? Oh. Till he puts them all together in one, which he will, when the knowledge of the Lord is increased. But that knowledge of the Lord must increase so that when once you get a person inside, they can be taught and renewed in these things so until they're completely settled. But now you don't have anyone inside to teach and instruct. Oh. Say, well, I can teach and instruct. The very fact you said you could teach and instruct means you're not ready. Oh. But you have been given unto you, get ready in a hurry. And you have been moving in a hurry. Oh, Lord Jesus, third gate, right there, Lord Jesus. Head and hair, white as wool, white as snow. Clothe the bone and one with my Father. Eye like fire. Clothed with a garment all the way down to the foot. Girt about the paps with that golden girdle. The heart of my Father and your heart of love. On which my whole body, my whole being and my whole soul has been placed and has been absorbed, sprinkled with the blood. Feel him baptize you right into that heart. Pull his heart down upon you. Squeeze on you with love a little bit. Oh. 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 Now, Brother Daniel, Lane, bring her on up here. Lord Jesus. I know he can't hardly stand it, but it's all right. Oh, I can't hardly stand doing it. Thank you, get a blessing. It takes a great effort on my part to keep from just going out with you and neglecting the rest of you. Lord Jesus, you said in that day, you know, that you're in the Father, and we are in you, and you're in us. Oh, oh, seven sufferings, seven works of the Holy Spirit to birth her. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Oh, one, oh, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Lord Jesus, you being the boss, I present this member of your new creation. Oh, to you for baptism into your living body, one with you. Wait a while now. There may be 1,000 things wrong with you. Maybe 1,000 imperfections. But long as there are things of ignorance, he never speaks about them, because he knows he purifies those in his work. There's things willful, he speaks about it. This, he doesn't speak of a thing. Oh, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, in obedience to you, I now baptize this member of your new creation into the living water of your body, losing her life, coming forth one with you. Now just let her fall right down between you. Oh, see her move in that water. Oh, 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 oh. Gate number one. Lord Jesus, I see you standing right there before me. Head and high, white as wool, white as snow. Clothed upon and one with my Father. Oh, eye like fire. Suffering eye. Oh, your body shining. Glory and fire of your resurrection. And in your bowel. And in the bowel of my Father. It placed a pit of fire in which all my old nature, all working of Satan, has been placed and has been destroyed, wiped with the blood. Anyone here that is ready to take them through gate number 3 hath been given to me to obey. Prepared yourself for gate number 3. Oh, 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 gate number 2. Oh. Wipe him on both sides there. him to gate number three, Brother Jerry. Oh, son. Oh. Oh. Y'all get you another one there. Get him to gate number one. Let's go with it. Oh.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. I accept you right there before me, my
head. Oh. Oh.
White as snow.
Oh, the bone of my father.
Oh, the bone
of
my father. Oh.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Oh, set her out.
Set
her over there out of the way.
And because I have been.
And because I have been.
Led by the other two
kings.
Feel the Holy Ghost baptize you in there. Tell him, dear. Flow down upon him. Oh, bring him on up here. Oh. Oh. Turn him around. Yes, Lord. Oh. 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 I caranda la 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 braya. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh. Number two. Oh. Oh. What are you doing out over the people, Brother Pruitt? Did you know that you're supposed to share in every one of the experiences of the other people? Because you're one with them. Now, if you will look at them and begin to identify, you're sharing it. And oh, every time one gets that baptism, you'll get it again. Oh. Oh, Lord Jesus, you being in the Father and we being in you, bring this Canada, your new creation to you for baptism. Oh, into the water, heavenly water of your body and the blood of your body. Lord Jesus, holy night. Oh, oh, that unfaithfulness hath been destroyed, hath been cast out of this mind right now. Oh, 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 in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, oh, you being in the Father, oh, and this person being in you, I now baptize him into your life, letting him lose his life in you, Lord Jesus. Just lay him right down, straight down. Oh, get him to the third gate. Y'all get you another one. Oh, come on, help. Oh, oh, young. Oh, oh, just drag him over there and put him out of the way. That's right. Set him up or lay him down, whatever. Oh, don't steal his towel. Oh. Oh, 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 keep the towel steaming on you. Glory is moving in it. Had to rebuke you to get you in line, but now you've since got your attention, the glory's moving, isn't it? Sitting there in that old religious way of going to go through a form with everything. Uh-uh. That devil has been destroyed in that seventh suffering of Christ, isn't it? Oh. Oh. This is a living way. Nothing to do with form. It doesn't depend on me. I have nothing to do. All I do is deliver you up there. Oh. Oh, take him up and turn him around. I know you can't hardly stand it, but it's glory. Oh. 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 Brother Ken, get this one next here. Oh. Oh, Lord Jesus. Born by the Spirit. One. Oh, two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Natural birth gone in those seven workings of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, I present to you, member of your new creation, you being in the Father and He being in you, and you in Him, for baptism into your heavenly body of your water, glory and love. Oh, 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 turn Him around. Oh, my authority invested in me, Lord Jesus. I now deliver this, your child, in baptism into your heavenly body, losing his life in you and coming forth in the power of your heavenly image. Oh, feel it when it hits that body. This glory is going to continue on and on. The whole world will know this. This is a kingdom that Daniel spoke about that will go on forever and ever and ever and forever. I know it sounds almost too good to be true. It sounds too good to me to be true. Having been raised a child of religion, when the Lord began to show it to me, I couldn't believe it. I said, Lord, help my unbelief. And He put me to sleep in the Spirit. I said, now you believe it. It hath been given unto me to believe. Oh, Lord Jesus, oh, you being in the Father, and this a member of your new creation, being in you, now birth him by faith, for the seven works of the Spirit, oh, into your kingdom, into your church, oh, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, oh. Oh. Lord Jesus, I present this member of your new creation for baptism into your heavenly body of water and blood.